So if some devotees get mistreated by some seniors, then how can they avoid discouragement? Yeah, it's very sad.
It's like a test.
So it's a very serious test, and I'd say that it is vital for us as devotees to not have only one connection with Krishna. We need to have many connections with Krishna. Yep. That means we may have one important authority, we have one spiritual master, but the way Prabhupada made his con is that we have many shiksha gurus. So if we have only one connection with Krishna, and somehow that something goes wrong in that, then our connection with Krishna itself will end. But if we have many connections with Krishna, then even if something doesn't, if this connection gets disrupted, we can connect with Krishna through someone else. And sometimes we all go through different phases in our life, and our authorities also go through different phases in our life. Sometimes the same people who have encouraged us at one time, they themselves come down heavily on us, and then it becomes very difficult. But we need to know that actually that it is not that person who encouraged me. It is Krishna who encouraged me through that person. And somehow now, because of some reason, now that encouragement is not coming from this person. So we need to find out from where that encouragement will come. So that's why even in our spiritual relationships, if we don't see the Krishna connection, if we don't see, okay, this devotee is so wonderful, this devotee is in the position of authority, this devotee was so kind to me, but this devotee is actually manifesting Krishna's kindness, Krishna's love. And today something has changed, and because of that, the devotee is not manifesting. That doesn't mean that my Krishna connection has to end. So, as you said, we'll find some other devotees who treat us nicely. Some other devotees who encourage us. So, we are not ungrateful to those who helped us earlier. But at the same time, we also need to be protective of our own bhakti. So, if those, somehow for some reason, some devotees are very criticizing us too much. They're discouraging us too much. They're mistreating us. Then we see this as an opportunity for us to recognize that we have no shelter other than Krishna. You know, there are many times, to take shelter of Krishna, we need shelters in this world. Now, to take shelter of Krishna, we need devotees. To take shelter of Krishna, we need temples. To take shelter of Krishna, we need various things. But sometimes, that which is a means to take shelter of Krishna can become a substitute for Krishna. That means the devotee who is helping us to take shelter of Krishna, we take shelter only of that devotee. And then, when that devotee somehow mistreats us, then rather than getting rejected, we see I was making this devotee into substitute for Krishna. That is not true. So, I have to give up this shelter and take shelter of Krishna. And we see this in the example of Draupadi. She had 5 husbands. All husbands were devotees. Great devotees, pure devotees. But at that time, it was her own husband, Yudhishthir, who gambled her. Now, for a honorable woman, to be just treated like, to be gambled on the street. Not only he gambled her, he couldn't do anything to protect her at that time. So normally, devotees are the way we take shelter of Krishna. But sometimes, if we make a devotee into Krishna, sometimes Krishna may take away the shelter of that devotee to force us to take shelter of him alone. And that is the meaning of sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam charanam braj. That we have to give up not just a dharma to take shelter of Krishna, we may have to give up dharma also to take shelter of Krishna. Not only the bad things we have to give up, not only non-devotee association we have to give up to take shelter of Krishna, sometimes some devotee association we also have to give up. Not that we give up devotee association and go to non-devotee association. But sometimes some devotees, through them, Krishna's love may not manifest at all. And then we have to find out that association where we do get that love. So if it is very important, sometimes because our institution is very hierarchical, and our focus has always been, the way we are taught is to follow instruction. Now Prabhupada did do that. But following instruction also means taking responsibility. Prabhupada got the instruction of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. But then Prabhupada took the responsibility for that. From his spiritual master or from his spiritual master's mission, he got no facilities. His godbrothers did not help him, they rather impeded him. So, you know, if we depend too much, I just have to depend on others, they will instruct me and then I'll advance in bhakti. And if they don't instruct me, they discourage me, then what can I do? No. You have to see that my advancement is my responsibility. And I have to do what it takes to advance in my spiritual life. So, if I'm not getting encouragement from this devotee, then I have to associate some other devotees through whom I get encouragement, and that's how I move on. So when we place the onus of responsibility for our spiritual advancement on us, not on anyone else, then we won't become so disheartened if somebody who was encouraging us earlier now no longer encourages us. We will find some other source of encouragement and keep moving onwards. Does that address the issue? Thank you.
And sometimes by our proper attitude or proper reaction, we attract that devotee.